Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maxie, good morning. First of all, thanks for joining me once again. I really appreciate you're taking the time here to be on with me while I fill in for Dave.
Oh, good to be with you, buddy.
Well, thank you. That's very nice. Let's talk about this. First of all, the Timberwolves last night.
Yeah, that was a Gordon Lightfoot special, huh? They're going to have to do an apology tour here pretty soon.
A collapse of monumental proportions. They really...
It's kind of, I mean, it's almost getting sad instead of fervor for it. I mean, it's just, the Iowa Wild, the team that plays down in Des Moines is coming up here to practice today. And I mean, filling the punchline there, right? You know, why not just let them suit up for the next game? The last night what happened was really almost as bad as I can remember in Wolves history, to be up 27 points, 22 points with 5:52 left, and to allow a guy to throw a ball on a free throw. For those people that didn't see it, Sacramento's down 2 points. They have no chance with one free throw to go. He throws the ball, hits the front of the rim, grabs his own rebound, completely uncontested. No one steps in front of him. No one grabs the ball. And he lays it in. It literally looked like a junior high or elementary play, which sent him to overtime. In the midst of all this, I think they set the NBA record for cumulative three-pointers between the two, because it was 41 at one point, tied it. I think they might have beat it. I don't even know. I haven't followed up on that. The Timberwolves had scored, I think, 68 points the first half, 37 the first quarter. It was unbelievable how well they played.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then to see a collapse like that, I mean, that's one where today it's not just about practice. There got to be some meetings. There got to be some tough meetings. And you can't just say, okay, we can't do this anymore. That's not good enough. You know? You know what I'm saying?
Yes. you can say that all you want, but if you keep doing it.
You can say that all you want. It's got to be some strategic, almost the opposite of that, where you go, okay, we're going to have to be honest with ourselves. You know, are we this bad? First of all, we've been the worst team in the NBA since November or whatever. 11 game losing streak and a 10 game losing streak. It's just, it's unbelievable, John. So, I mean, like I said, it's almost bordering on sad more than it is anger right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's tough. They're off till Saturday, which is maybe a plus. They can practice in there for a little bit. That might
they
be
can practice, yes.
That
yes,
might
yes.
be a good thing to do. Gopher women lost at Indiana. Let's talk about this. Is it Zimmer's son who was named the co-defensive coordinator?
He and Andre Patterson, in a story that we broke last week on the air, that Zimmer's son would be named the offensive or defensive coordinator. What happened was they initially were going to do it, as I understand it, just Zimmer. Zimmer's son. And there was some blowback on that because there are people that didn't know if he was ready for that, if he had the experience. Andre Patterson is his much trusted defensive line coach. Mike Zimmer and he have been together for a long time. Andre Patterson's a great guy, highly respected from his the guys that play for him on the defensive line. So it looks to me like there was a compromise made there, because when we reported last week that Adam Zimmer was going to be the defensive coordinator, the only thing that was pending was the Wilfs' approval. And I'm not so sure that they didn't get some blowback saying, not by himself, he's not, you know, from some of the people internally. And the complicated thing about this is that you've really got three defensive coordinators now, because Mike Zimmer's the defensive coordinator. Make no mistake about it. He is outstanding. He's the head coach. He calls the defenses, and I assume he will next year. And now you have two people underneath him. And you have to be careful of that for two reasons. One is nepotism, and the other reason is how many cooks can you have in the kitchen, and was this done to elevate their income status, you know, to get them up there around $1 million a year or so for that position. So there's lots of moving parts on that one, because ultimately Mike Zimmer runs that defense, and now you got three people, I guess, in essence, running the defense. But it'll be just fine as long as they work well together, much like the offense did last year.
Okay, all right. Let me ask you about this. This is, I think it's kind of cool. I believe this happens. When did this go? I think it just started over the weekend. That they had those special jerseys for Doug Woognight, and they're being auctioned off. The auction game for game-worn jerseys went live on Saturday at 5, and I think it remains up and running until Wednesday, until Wednesday, February 5th. Right. So it's kind of cool, though, with proceeds going to the Doug Woognight Endowed Scholarship Fund.
Yeah, it's a great idea. And, you know, the Wooger was special, man. He was a regular guy, and I think about him often. He had a great sense of humor, sharp wit about him, never took himself too seriously, you know, coached in the pressure cooker. They've honored him correctly here and named an arena over for him in South St. Paul. But I was happy to see that they came up with that idea for Saturday night, because I think that was a good idea. And they had a good weekend, too, the hockey team did.
Yeah. He and I were in a golf tournament together. And I think he was – I don't know. There were four or five of us, and there weren't any celebrities. But anyway, we were in a golf tournament together, and we all teed off. And, you know, it's one of these deals where you go out to the best shot out there, right? Well, we all
best ball, yeah.
Yeah, best ball. We all teed off, and there wasn't a best ball.
There was a problem.
we had five in
I
the
played
water.
A lot of those, John. That's when I quit playing golf. I go, I know I'm not any good, but I can't even find guys to play with in best ball.
Exactly right. Hey, you have a great day, Maxie. You and I will chat again tomorrow. I'll look forward to it.
You
Thanks.
Got it.
Thanks, man.
Mike Good to Max visit again with you, my friend.
On sports here on WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.